Hi, this is Patty Scalzo, and welcome to this edition of Shiar Jashub, a Bible study program coming from the Church of Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the teaching ministry of my husband, Pastor Greg Scalzo. Today, we will be continuing a sermon in Pastor series on the Book of Romans. In his background analysis of the opening verses of Romans chapter 1, Pastor Greg relayed the account of God's choosing of David over the other sons of Jesse as Israel's king, telling the prophet Samuel that he, the Lord, does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And when we left off, Pastor was describing how these historical accounts in the Bible can often give us a fuller understanding of God's purposes and complement and help interpret individual scriptures such as those in Romans. Before we return to the Sunday sermon, let me remind you about our church website at shiarjashub.org, where you will find a library of Bible audio and video teachings, articles, and more for serious Bible study. That address again is shiarjashub.org. That's shiarjashub.org. Let's rejoin Pastor Greg Scalzo.
Because the accounts sometimes go beyond words. The account of David being selected here goes beyond any conversation you can have theologically in Romans about what does it mean to be chosen. God gives you an example of it in history, of what he means by the chosen ones, by choosing, how he chooses. So you have to put the full Bible together to get out of the limits of the English language. How simply Paul puts it here. He says, concerning his son, God's son. And we know from the way it's used, it's in a special way. This is not just the children of God, we're all sons and daughters of God through Jesus Christ. This is a special relationship. His son, Jesus Christ, Christ Messiah, right? Who was born, literally it is the one who came, of the seed of David according to the flesh. Saka. Well, next, Lord willing, next time we'll talk about the flesh. The one who came according to the flesh. So he's a real human. He comes, it's not an apparition, it's not a mind game God played with them. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Who came of the seed of David according to the flesh. When he comes according to the flesh, he comes of the seed of David. And then he says, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. According to the flesh, according to the Spirit of holiness. Let me read it from the NIV. That's the New King James. Regarding his son, who as to his human nature, notice they translate according to the flesh, as to his human nature was the descendant of David, and who through the Spirit of holiness, and down below some of the NIV will give you a footnote, or, and as to his Spirit of holiness, was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay. Let me read you the American Standard Version. Concerning his son, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, who was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, and they use a little less there, by the resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ our Lord. And lastly, I'm going to read it to you from the Jerusalem Bible. The Jerusalem Bible elaborates. The news is about the Son of God, who according to the human nature he took, was a descendant of David. It is about Jesus Christ our Lord, who in the order of the Spirit of holiness that was in him, was proclaimed Son of God in all his power through his resurrection from the dead. The Greek scholar Robertson agrees with many that when it says that Jesus, according to the Spirit of holiness, it's not speaking about, Paul's not speaking about the Holy Spirit, but about Jesus' own Spirit of holiness. Now, it becomes a moot point because he's conceived in Mary's womb of the Holy Spirit. So, what do you know from Isaiah? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The Father, through the Spirit, sends the Son. So the Father's Spirit is holy, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit is holy, and Jesus' Spirit is a spirit of holiness. So you have two things going on here. According to the flesh, descendant of David, right? But according to the Spirit of holiness, declared to be the Son of God, divine, divinity. And it's shown and proved by the resurrection from the dead. Death could not hold him because his spirit was holy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. It's interesting to me that in the NIV and in the Jerusalem Bible, they translate who came of the seed of David according to the Saka, the flesh, which is a literal, according to the flesh. They translated as to his human nature. And as I said before, much discussion took place in the early church about the nature of Christ, the role of his human nature, the role of his divine nature. And you get a lot of theories, a lot of writings, even to today, on how the human nature and the divine nature worked together in Christ, in Jesus. And some of it can really hurt your brain. I was reading something last night on another topic on sin, one of these theological conversations, and they went on and on and on, and systems, and well, it can't be this, and it can't be that. It almost reminded me of Princess Bride, where, what is the name of that guy, Vizzini? He's talking to him about, well, it can't be the cup in front of you, and it can't be the cup in front of me, and it goes on and on and on. It sounded like a comedy. We're using all these great theological thoughts, and really the conclusion they came to, I wouldn't agree with. I would agree with part of it, but they go into such detail and depth, and this obsessed the church in the early centuries, the human nature versus the divine nature. And we can have a legitimate Bible discussion on human nature, on divine nature. I use those phrases many times. I just used in the program this morning, speaking about the nature of the Lord, the human nature. But what always has struck me, and this is hard to explain, you have to see it with your spirit, is that this discussion of nature, the human nature, divine nature, and again, I think this comes from the Greek philosophy interfering. That was a culture that Christianity spread into, interfering with Jewish Christian thought. It starts to sound that God, he's a person, right? He's a spirit. He is a being. He's not a force. He's not an energy. He is that he is. He is the ultimate personality. He's the ultimate being. He's spirit. God is spirit. That his person, his being, it starts to sound that some of these theological debates and conversations gets confined by nature, be it divine nature or human nature. What am I talking about? Rather than speaking about divine nature and human nature as a description of a person, if we speak about the divine nature, we're describing God. Right? It starts to sound like God's person is determined, who he is determined by his nature, as though his nature supersedes him. Do you follow what I'm saying? That this concept of divine nature is greater than him as a person, as opposed to his nature being a description of who he is as a person. And in this system, in this order, in this structure, this Greek way of thinking, then divine nature defines God. Divine nature starts to limit God. And you start to get a whole structured theology that comes out in debate after debate that might be meaningless because the first premise can be wrong. Nature describes God's person, who he is. This is what he's like. He is. Nature does not confine who God is. It's interesting here that Paul speaks about the flesh, according to the flesh, according to the spirit of holiness. Very simple, not in the way that you read in Christian theological developments over the centuries, even Protestant Reformationism. Let me ask a question. Jesus being born of a virgin, maybe you can see where I'm going with this. Jesus being born of a virgin, was that declarative? Did it declare who he is, or was it efficacious? Did it have the power to produce the desired effect of him being sinless? Now, obviously, it was the mode, it was the effective mode of Jesus coming as a man, right? I'm not saying, this is apart from the fact that the Holy Spirit conceives Mary's womb, Jesus is conceived. He brings the Word of God, Jesus is formed, right? So it's the mode that Jesus comes into the world. And obviously, you know, you have this law that God establishes that when a man and a woman come together, you have a new separate individual, never before. Jesus was not created his spirit. He was sent, right? His spirit is eternal. He was sent. He was not new in that sense. But the virgin birth is the mode, is the means by which Jesus comes into the world, that the spirit of holiness comes into the flesh as a descendant of David, as Paul says here. When I say, is it efficacious, was it needed in order to make him sinless, as though he would not be sinless apart from it? This is a big theological discussion. Well, there's whole theological frameworks that have developed in what I believe is a wrong answer to that question. And these frameworks then influence how you interpret the rest of the book of Romans.
We will have to stop the sermon at this point and pick it up in our next broadcast. You can rehear this program and listen to hundreds of other Bible study radio programs on our church website at shiarjashub.org. We are also building quite a library of video teachings from our Sunday service live streams on YouTube. The Sunday sermon is live streamed at 10:30 a.m. and then posted on YouTube, Rumble.com, and on the church website itself for you to access at any time, day or night. Serious times require serious Bible study. And we appreciate any donation you make to Shiar Jashub Christian Tabernacle to keep this important scripture teaching ministry on WFIF. And to this cause, we are offering a very special thank you gift for your donation of $50 or more. We will send you an autographed copy of Pastor Greg's award-winning book, The Nature and Power of Prayer. This is offer 102, and you will find a link to a secure page where you can make the donation on the church website, shiarjashub.org.